Unit 7, page 168, Independent Reading, Investigating Fake Murders.
If you ever see a body on campus, don't panic. It is probably a doll that belongs to the Crime Scene Investigation, CSI, project. Warren McLeod, a forensics professor at South Puget Sound Community College, SPSCC, began this project in order to get students more interested in science by allowing them to be involved in crime investigation on campus. McLeod is in charge of creating the fake crime scenes for the group meetings and hands-on activities. He believes that reading books or articles is not enough. There are things that have to be seen, touched, and even smelled. This is the reason why he tries to make the crime scenes as realistic as possible. He places dolls that were victims of crimes and a variety of other clues, sometimes almost invisible, around the campus. Students taking part in this project use the same tools as real forensic experts. These tools include fingerprint equipment, metal detectors, and plastic goggles. The students take solving the crimes very seriously and look for even the smallest clue. "Sometimes we stay on the crime scene for hours," says one student. "It doesn't matter if it's hot or cold. We are so eager to investigate everything, we have found that we forget to eat or sleep." In order to get funding for the project, the CSI organizes special events like mystery dinner parties where all the guests are asked to take part in solving a crime. The organizers say that the guests are so enthusiastic that the food becomes less important. All that interests them is who will be the first to solve the mystery. So the next time you see something strange on campus, don't run, start investigating.